Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and let's get into this episode. This episode is going to be The Adventures of Wild Bill Hickok. Original air dates December 23rd, 1951, and the title is Sir Tommy the Silver Knight. Hope you enjoy.
Opening number one, take three.
Wild Bill Hickok!
And pass those Kellogg's sugar corn pops. Because here comes Guy Madison as Wild Bill and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. I said sugar corn pops because that's what we're calling them now instead of just corn pops. Yes, sir, we got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you from that great new cereal with the sweetening already on it. Remember now, it's Kellogg's sugar corn pops.
Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. When Christmas time came, United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his saddle partner Jingles had many invitations to spend the holidays with friends all over the West. One year, they elected to accept an invitation from John and Mary Duncan and their young son, Tommy. It was just as they were finishing supper on Christmas Eve that strange things began to happen, which were to lead Wild Bill and Jingles into a terrifying yet wonderful adventure with Sir Tommy, the Silver Knight.
Ooh, that sure was a wonderful spread, Mrs. Duncan. You know, I just about forgot how good home cooking tasted.
You're right, Jingles.
Well, we're mighty glad you could get here for Christmas, aren't we, John?
Oh, you bet we are, Mary. Well, where are you going, Tommy?
May I be excused, Dad? It's getting late, so I better get started.
But, Tommy, don't you want to sit up a little while longer?
And, Mother, this is Christmas Eve. Good night, everybody.
You mean that little scallywag just up and goes to bed without an argument?
Yes, on Christmas Eve, he always does.
I guess they all do that on Christmas Eve. They figure it pays off on Christmas Day.
Yeah. Santa Claus knows when they've been good little boys. I remember I used to do the same thing.
Well, with Tommy, it's a little different. It's
John.
Not... Yes, Mary?
I don't think we ought to talk about it, do you?
Oh, now, Mary, don't you go getting all upset again this year.
Is something wrong, Mrs. Duncan?
You thinking Tommy's sick or something?
No, it's a long story.
Oh, John... There it is. I was hoping this year would be different.
Easy, Mary.
Hey, what's going on here, Bill?
Take it easy, Jingles.
Open up, John Duncan. You know why I'm here.
Now, who's that bellowing like a wounded bear?
That's Floyd Grudge from the next ranch. Come to collect his shares from me. Tommy calls him old greedy Grudge.
Oh, man, it's about time.
Evening, Mr. Grudge. Come in and welcome.
You know I ain't welcome. Just give me my money that's coming to me and I'll go.
Here you are. I've been expecting you.
Sure you have. Always come on Christmas Eve, don't I? Kind of spoils your Christmas, don't it?
I'll go see if Tommy's asleep.
All right, dear. Come in, Mr. Grudge.
No, I ain't coming in. And something else, Duncan. You keep that kid of yours home tonight. I've got my shotgun. If I see him wandering around my place all dressed up in that shiny armor tonight, I ain't going to be responsible for what happened to him.
Every Christmas the same thing.
Now, what did he mean by that? Shining armor and...
Shh, Jingles. Here comes Mary.
Oh.
It's all right, John. I heard Mr. Grudge.
I wouldn't go worrying about it, ma'am. We'll see that nothing happens to Tommy.
Bill, I feel so much better now that you and Jingles are here. Maybe this year... Oh, I wish I could understand it all. Right now, Tommy's just lying there, eyes wide open and fierce like he wasn't there at all. Tommy!
Bill!
Mother!
It's Tommy. Come on.
Tommy! Son, what were those shots?
It's all right, Mother. Old greedy Grudge must have thought he saw something.
Then why did you call me?
I wanted to talk to Wild Bill and Jingles. Could they stay with me for a little?
Well, we sure could, youngster.
John, is he all right?
Sure he is, Mrs. Duncan. You and Mr. Duncan go on to bed. Jingles and I will take care of him.
Well... All right.
Thanks, Bill. Come on, Mary.
Night, Mother. Night, Dad. Don't you worry. We'll be back early.
Good night, son.
And good luck, son.
Now, young fellow, what's on your mind?
But, Bill, are you forgetting those shots outside? We ought to go find out about them.
I don't think so, Jingles. Somehow I feel that our business is right here.
Don't worry about the shots, Jingles. Now listen to me. I haven't got much time.
Oh, sure.
Where are you going in such a big hurry, Tommy?
To Shadowland, deep inside people's hearts.
Huh? How do you get there?
You'll see if you're game to go with me.
Oh, sure. We're game for anything.
Well, I'm asking you man to man because I need your help.
Help for what? Go on, spill it, youngster.
Yeah, you got me all over goosebumps.
Well, I've got a dangerous job to do before sunup, and I'm counting on you. But you gotta remember, we may not get back alive.
Huh? Oh.
Gosh, but this is a good story for Christmas time, isn't it, kids? Well, just because Wild Bill and Jingles are giving out with a special kind of adventure doesn't mean I gotta sit here and not say Merry Christmas, does it? No, siree, sir. I'm gonna say it, too. Just you wait. Only I got a couple of real smart tips for you youngins who want to be sure Christmas is even extra good this year. Listen now and see if you don't agree with old Panhandle Jim. First, lots and lots of folks decorate their trees Christmas Eve. That's sure good family fun, too. Stand around handing up the ornaments to Mom or Pop up there in the ladder. But say, kids, start handing up some of those delicious, mouth-watering Kellogg sugar corn pops. Zowie, will the family go for them. Right out of the box. Sure, let Sis string some for decorations, too, if she can keep you from eating them. Boy, they sure are good. Break out a box or two. Kellogg sugar corn pops. Yes, sir, that's Kellogg sugar corn pops. For the happiest, merriest Christmas Eve ever. Well, guess my time's just about out for right now. But I got more Christmas news for you, and I'll bring it to you right after Guy and Andy get this situation straightened out a bit. Now, back to Wild Bill Hickok.
Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles, spending the Christmas holidays at the ranch home of John and Mary Duncan, received a strange request for help from little 10-year-old Tommy Duncan. He asked them to go with him on a dangerous mission to Shadowland, which he says is deep within the hearts of people. They agreed, and Tommy began giving them their orders.
We'll have to leave right away. I'm already late. You both ready to go?
Sure thing, Tommy. Anytime you say.
Yeah, I'm raring to get started.
All right. Now, to get through the pass, you have to say my bedtime prayers with me.
Okay.
You say it after me. I thank thee, Lord, for this day.
I thank thee, Lord, for this day.
I had a fine time at work and play. I tried to be good and do what was right. Here we go now. Please stay with me, Lord, all through the night. Here we are.
Bill, we made it.
We sure did, partner. What now, Tommy?
You must call me Sir Tommy here, Wild Bill. I'm the Silver Knight of Shadowland.
Okay, Sir Tommy. Lead on. We'll follow.
Here we are at the gatehouse.
What ho! Who comes there? Hold. It's Sir Tommy, the Silver Knight.
Yes. Where are the horses?
Bill, it's Tommy's father.
Who are these strangers you bring to Shadowland, Sir Tommy?
Wild Bill Hickok.
And Jingles, don't you know us?
Shh. In Shadowland, Dad is the keeper of the gate and guards it against evil things, like bad habits and mean temper and such.
Oh, I see. Hey, there's old Joker.
Here are your mounts, Sir Tommy, and here are your weapons.
Hey, and there's Buckshot. Steady, boy. Ooh.
All people of Shadowland, now hear this. Sir Tommy, the Silver Knight, has returned to do battle with the Giant of Greed, who lives in the Valley of Hate. He has come to rescue the Christmas lady from the Giant's Tower.
Hey, Sir Tommy, listen to that. They're all behind you.
Jingles.
Oh.
Pray for Sir Tommy's good luck, For if the giant of greed is not killed before midnight and taken out of people's hearts this Christmas Eve, then the Christmas lady will remain a prisoner, and tomorrow will be a sad day for the world.
All right, mount your horses. Here's my horse.
Hey, Bill, would you look at Sir Tommy's horse, all white and sparkly.
Boy, that's sure some horse.
His name is Stardust. You ready?
You said it.
All right, we're riding for the Valley of Hate. Let's go, Stardust.
Hi, Buckshot.
Jump, Joker, you heard what Sir Tommy said. Ha, ha, ha!
We're coming in the Valley of Hate.
Hey, Bill, this is an awful place. It's worse than Death Valley and an African jungle put together.
Not a very pleasant place at that.
All right, stop your horses.
Ooh, Buckshot, easy now.
Oh, Joker, watch your step. I don't want to get set afoot in a place like this. Who are all these mean-looking critters, Sir Tommy?
They're all greedy demons.
What are we stopping for?
We have to leave our horses here and walk the rest of the way.
Oh, now, Sir Tommy, I ain't much on walking anyway, but wading through these hateful-looking critters don't sound very good to me at all.
Just stay close to me and they won't hurt you. Be sure you don't talk to any of the demons.
Oh, well, okay, if you say so.
Lead on, Sir Tommy. We're with you.
Well, well. Hello, Jingles.
Huh? Oh, well, howdy. Oh, Bill.
Yeah. Don't be afraid of me, Jingles.
Oh, afraid? I'm not afraid at all.
Don't talk to him, Jingles.
Ah, but Jingles, I have some nice things for you. Some nice candy.
Candy?
And gallons of pink lemonade.
Well, now I just might have a little piece of that old candy.
No, Jingles, don't.
Why, sure you will. Here. Right, fresh from my palace of temptation.
No, Jingles, don't take it.
Oh, go ahead, take a bite. It won't hurt you.
Don't do it, Jingles.
Oh, now, just one little old bite of candy's not gonna hurt me. There, you see? Mmm, that's good.
Now he's done it.
He's gone, Sir Tommy. They got my partner.
Yeah, the demon of temptation got him. Now I'll have to take time to rescue him from the dungeon.
Where's that?
Come on. He caught me with that trick 2 years ago on Christmas Eve. I know where to find him. Follow me. Be quiet, Wild Bill. He's right behind these bars.
Oh, woe is me. I gave in to that demon of temptation, and now look what I've done. Oh,
Jingles. Hey, Jingles. Can you come to the window?
Hey, Bill, is that you? Oh, you found me. Thank goodness. Can you get me out of here, Bill?
We can try.
Don't make so much noise, Jingles, or that demon will hear us.
I hear you already, Sir Tommy. And you're not taking my prisoner away from me.
Stand back, you sneaking coyote. You lay a hand on Sir Tommy and you'll answer to me.
Bill, he's got a gun.
Yeah.
Oh, you got him, Bill.
Now get me out of here.
All right, Jingles. I'll get you out. You just do what I say.
Okay, but say it quick before any more monsters come down here.
All right. Say this. From now on, I will be a good boy.
Huh? Oh, from now on, I will be a good boy.
And I will not yield to temptation again.
And I will not yield to temptation again. Hey, look! Look! The walls are falling down! Thank you, Sir Tommy, for saving me.
Yeah, and you'd better watch your step from now on, partner.
Oh, I will. Cross my heart and hope to choke, I will.
Okay, we're coming to old Greedy's castle now.
Holy jumping horny toes, Bill. Look at it, would you?
It sure is a big one.
And the walls are slimy and slippery, woof, all brown and green. That sure is a mean-looking place.
How are we going to get inside to rescue the Christmas lady, Sir Tommy?
I know the secret entrance. I found it last Christmas Eve.
Oh, Sir Tommy! Is that you?
There's a Christmas lady up there in the tower.
Hey, Sir Tommy, she looks just like your mother.
Christmas lady, I have brought some friends to help me rescue you from old Greedy.
Hurry, Sir Tommy. It is almost midnight, and the world is waiting for a happy Christmas.
We are coming right now, Christmas lady. But first we must slay the giant.
May God be with you, Sir Tommy.
Come on, Wild Bill and Jingles, through the secret entrance.
We're right with you, Sir Tommy.
Hey, it's dark in here.
It's always dark inside somebody's heart when they're greedy.
You're right about that, Sir Tommy.
So, I see the Silver Knight is back to try his hand in battle against me. Me, the Giant of Greed.
Yes, old Greedy. I have come to fight you and rescue the Christmas lady from the tower of your castle.
Hey, Bill. Ain't he a mean-looking critter? Oof.
Just about as mean as you'll ever see, Jingles.
Well, you puny little shrimp, you'll never get to me, let alone to the Christmas lady. Oh, my demons! Come out and destroy this little upstart!
Watch out! Here comes his demons!
Jingles, you take him on the right. I'll take him on the left.
Look out behind you, Bill.
I see him.
They may get us, but we'll go down fighting.
You'll never get out of the Palace of Greed alive, Sir Tommy. And neither will Jingles or Wild Bill Hickok.
That low-down sidewinder.
And this Christmas, nobody's going to be happy. I'll see to that. They'll all be too greedy to have any Christmas at all.
I guess there's always going to be people like Mr. Grudge, and I guess there'll always be temptations, too. If only all our temptations could be toward good things, things that are good for you. That's one thing sure about Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Sure, they're good, and they're good for you. But I was going to give you another Christmas tip, wasn't I? Yes, sir, here it is. By the time Mom and Pop and you young'uns are up and ready to open your presents Christmas morning, there's too much blamed excitement for breakfast, isn't that right? Well, sir, you try this. You tell Mom to set out a couple of boxes of Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops last thing before she goes to bed Christmas Eve. By golly, maybe she better set one out for Santa, too. Everybody likes them right out of the box. They're swell even without milk, and you never add sugar. It's already right on them. Remember Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Well, partners, that's about all, except I want to say thanks for the nicest present we could get. You're listening every week to Wild Bill Hickok. Yes, sir, and I'm speaking for Guy Madison himself and old Andy Devine, Charlie Lyon, and all the folks here at the studio, right on back to the folks at Battle Creek where they make Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Yes, sir, thanks for being with us, and, well, doggone, just have the very merriest Christmas you ever did have, will you?
Sir Tommy, the Silver Knight of Shadowland, and Wild Bill and Jingles reached the stairs inside the castle of old Greedy the Giant. Then they were attacked by all the giant's demons. As they fought their way up the stairs, the giant stood on a balcony way above them and called threats down to them.
You will fail again, Sir Tommy. Nobody can kill the greed in people's hearts.
I'll show you. Put them off, Bill and Jingles. I'm going after old Greedy.
No, wait, Sir Tommy. We'll all go.
Yeah, let me get ahead. Now, all together.
How are you coming, Jingles?
Fine. Now, get out of here, you pink and black salamander. Bam!
Good work, Jingles. We've got them on the run.
Hooray! They're running away and leaving the giant all alone.
Oh, come back here, you demons! No, no, Sir Tommy. Don't come up those stairs any closer.
I'm coming after you, old greedy.
No, stay back.
Sir Tommy, how about let me take care of this varmint for you?
No, Bill. You and Jingles have helped me enough. From here on, it's my battle.
Bill, did you ever see such a fighter?
No, partner, I never did. All right, Sir Tommy, go get him. We'll stand by if you need any help.
Okay. I'm coming for you, old greedy.
No, no, get away from me. No, no, Sir Tommy.
Stand back.
It took me 5 years to get to you, old Gritty. Now, fight. Oh, take that for spoiling Christmas last year.
Oh,
and take that for the year before.
Oh,
and for keeping the Christmas lady in the tower. Take that.
Oh, back to me. I'm calling. Bill, the little fellow licked that great big giant all by himself. Old Greedy's dead. Now nobody's going to be greedy anymore.
Here, he dropped the key. Let's go find the Christmas lady.
Yeah, she ought to be in one of these tower rooms.
Oh, Sir Tommy. Here I am. Sir Tommy.
I hear her calling you, Sir Tommy.
Tommy. Tommy. Tommy. Wake up, Tommy. It's Christmas. Tommy, come on, son. Well, look at here.
What? Oh.
Hey, Bill, the sun's up.
Well, it certainly is, you sleepyheads. Merry Christmas.
Well, Merry Christmas, Mrs. Duncan.
Morning, Mom.
Morning, Tommy. Bill, did you and Jingle sleep right here on the foot of Tommy's bed all night?
I reckon we must have, ma'am. I don't remember going to sleep.
Well, all three of you go and wash up for breakfast. And hurry, John and I have some wonderful news for you.
Now, ma'am, we're all ready for that good news.
Yeah, we washed and shined our faces and ears. Let's hear it.
What is it, Mom?
Oh, now you three boys hold your horses. Go ahead, Mary. Tell.
Oh, it's just too good to be true.
Well, if you don't tell us pretty quick, ma'am, I'm going to pop with curiosity.
Gee, me too.
Well, when we came into the living room to look at the tree this morning, there was a letter hanging on it.
A letter? Who from?
Yeah, what did it say?
Hold it, Jingles. Give her a chance.
Well, gee whiz.
Me too. Who's it from?
Yeah.
From Mr. Grudge next door.
Oh.
And this is what it says. The Silver Knight was right. It don't pay to be greedy. So I'm figuring all the shares you gave me paid up the price of your ranch. The deed is in this letter. The land is all yours, free and clear. Merry Christmas to all. Now, isn't that a wonderful Christmas present?
And he left that letter here during the night?
Well, I reckon he did. Oh, what do you think of that, Tommy? We got our own ranch now, free and clear.
Hey, Dad, that's the best news I ever heard. He's not old Greedy Grudge anymore, is he?
No, son. The greed is gone from his heart.
That's real good news.
I wonder what made him change his mind.
Yeah. You know, that might be right interesting to know, wouldn't it?
Sure would. By the way, Jingles, how'd you sleep last night?
Well, I thought I slept all right, Bill, but, well, I'm tired enough this morning to have fought myself halfway around the world.
Me too.
I must have had a real active nightmare. But everything sure looks rosy this morning, and I'm just busting to say, Merry Christmas, everybody!
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison, and Andy Devine.
And I'd like to wish all our friends a very Merry Christmas and a happy holiday season.
And that goes for me too, Guy, and for all the rest of the folks on the Wild Bill Hickok Show.
Meanwhile, Andy and I also hope you'll remember to get Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops.
Right. That's Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. The cereal you used to know is Corn Pops. The great new cereal with the sweetening already on it.
You bet it is. Andy and I think Sugar Corn Pops are great. So long.
See you next week.
Yes, sir, be sure to listen when Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops brings you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Virginia Gregg, Forrest Lewis, Lou Merrill, Jeffrey Silver, and Jack Moyles. Our director is Paul Pierce, music by Dick Oram. This is Charlie Lyon reminding you, kids love Pops, moms love Pops, Pops love Pops. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Thank you.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook by going to OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. Subscribe to our YouTube channel by going to OTRWesterns.com/YouTube. And send us an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. You can call and leave us a voicemail, 707-986-8739. This episode is copyright under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike copyright. For more information, go to OTRWesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and thanks for listening.